manner. Biz sets one to her right. Corey crosses over, gets to the free throw line, kicks back out Lauren Williams, low into the middle of the lane, goes up with the left hand, misses short. 3 seconds on the game clock, the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it will be Stony Brook basketball with 3.1 to go, but they're kind of in a trap spot as they will inbound on the sideline side of the near corner. Into Bane Walker on the right wing with two. Corey tries to get to the block, throws it up. It is blocked by Morrison. The rebound held in by Yurtikal, and that is the end of the third quarter. Talked about at halftime, Stony Brook did not need to step off the gas pedal, and they haven't as we have finished three quarters of play. Stony Brook in control. It is 64-38 Seawolves leading Florida A&M. You are listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Athletics, WUSB, and watching live on FLSunshineClassic.com.
This is Matt Sank, head baseball coach of Stony Brook, and you're listening to Division I Seawolves Sports on WUSB 90.1 FM.
All right, Cameron Boone, thank you so much. Our live coverage from the Warden Arena in Winter Park, Florida, just outside of Orlando. The Florida Sunshine Classic, hosted by Rollins College. Stony Brook Seawolves taking full advantage of the Florida A&M Rattlers after three stanzas, 64-38, 26-point lead as they walk into the fourth quarter of action. Elsewhere in the America East right now, it's Miami with a big lead over the Maine Black Bears, 74-47, America East women's action. That game with a minute 47 remaining in the game. Program reminder coming up tomorrow, more women's basketball as Stony Brook plays in their second day of the Florida Sunshine Classic. And that game will get underway tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. right here on WUSB Stony Brook as the Seawolves will take on the Indiana Hoosiers. And men's basketball will be back in action. That comes up on Wednesday, December the 28th. Sorry, you have to wait until after Christmas to hear more men's basketball. And that will be at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December the 28th, as they take on NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology. That'll be here at the Island Federal Credit Union Arena, or you can tune in to WHLI for live coverage. And coming up immediately following our broadcast tonight, Finn's Revolution here at 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. They've dropped the puck up in Boston. The Bruins hosting the Islanders. Also just getting underway right now, Penguins and the Rangers. And in Newark, it's the New Jersey Devils hosting the Nashville Predators. Let's end it back now. Fourth quarter of action. Seawolves lead by 26. The Florida Sunshine Classic. Here's Cam Boone.
Thank you, Dave. Stony Brook trying to earn the America East Conference's first win against the MEAC Conference this season. AE schools are 0-3, but Stony Brook, barring a comeback from the Rattlers, will look to make that a one win for the America East. As we're back underway here in the fourth quarter, Wingate has it at the top of the key with 10 to shoot over to the right wing, Lauren Williams, to Bane Walker in the corner. Corey to the short corner with Biz underneath the baseline, and she is fouled by Shalunda Bernie Robinson. I think everybody thinks she stepped out of bounds, but the referee called a foul. So it will be Stony Brook ball underneath their own, or underneath their scoring basket, excuse me. That is the fourth foul on Bernie Robinson, a rough night for her, as she's only got 2 points to go along with three rebounds. Substitution now, Niaja Davis is going to come in. The Stark, Florida native will relieve the Palmdale, California resident. Bane Walker underneath her own basket will inbound. Wingate comes off a screen to the right wing. It's lobbed into Manor. The pass is deflected, but Corey's able to grab it after establishing herself inbound. Out to Wingate on the right wing. Davion doesn't shoot. Corey on the right wing, trying to drive baseline. Lobs it into the lane for Worley. Lee takes one step, goes up with it off the glass. No good. Niaja Davis hauls in the rebound inside, and it will be Rattlers basketball going back right to left. This is Nguyen across the timeline. Victoria dribbles over to the right wing, trying to get someone open, and finds Cedrica Sweeting to the top. Now to the left wing side. This is Smith. Left wing again, Nguyen into the corner, Sweeting. Eight to shoot. Nguyen dribbles down the middle, behind the back. Pulls up at the free throw line. High arcing shot drops for Victoria Nguyen. And she's up to 4 points now. And the lead back to 24 for Stony Brook with 8:45 to go in the fourth. Into the free throw line, Worley. Back out to the right wing, Bane Walker. Top of the key, Wingate. Davion trying to find someone. Kicks to the right wing, Corey again. Back to Davion, Wingate. Over to the left wing side, Williams. Nice hands to catch the pass behind her. Wingate now on the right wing of 8 to shoot. Drives right, gets to the block, goes up with it. It rolls around the rim and in. Davion Wingate, 25 points on the night. And it is now 66-40, Stony Brook. Sweeting in the corner, steps back for three, in and out, rebound, Nyjah Davis taps it, it gets knocked out of bounds, Davis touched it last, and it will be Stony Brook ball. Krista Scognamiglio will check in, and Lauren Williams will give way. Bane Walker will bring it back across the timeline, as she will set things up offensively for the Seawolves with 8:02 to go, and a foul is going to be called underneath away from the basketball. They're going to get a hold on Demaney Royal. That is the second on the Rattlers in the quarter. That is the second on Royal in the game. Inbound underneath from Bane Walker. Corey fires it into Manor on the left side. It gets knocked out of bounds by Smith. 1 second off the clock. And it will be Stony Brook ball again underneath. Bane Walker flips it to the right corner. That's Scognamiglio wide open for three, and she nails it. Nothing but net for Krista Scognamiglio. Her third three of the night. She's got nine, and Stony Brook now with 69 points on the night to just 40 for Florida A&M. Lob pass inside by Royal, intercepted by Wingate. Ahead to Scoggs on the right wing. She doesn't shoot. And we'll slow it down and dribble it to the top of the key and fire it over to Bane Walker. Corey calling out her play, directing traffic to the top. Right wing, Scognamiglio, 13 to shoot. Scoggs now back to the right wing. Wingate replaced her. Now to Scognamiglio. Scoggs lets go the three. It is short. Rebound grabbed by Worley inside. Back to Scognamiglio, and Corey yelling at her classmate saying, don't shoot. Let me direct traffic again. Bane Walker to Wingate on the right wing. Davion will take the three. That's short. Rebound. Pinballs around inside, and it's grabbed by Scognamiglio. Bane Walker on the far side in front of the coach's hash mark. Gets around the defensive Nguyen. Kicks to the left corner. Worley is the third time the charm. It is short, and Nyjah Davis is able to shut down the offensive possession, and now a foul on Manor as she tried to pull a sneak attack and deflect the ball away. But that didn't work. It only resulted in her second foul. Gio Perez will check in for Bane Walker. And Asia Davis will take off her warm-up and check in for Viz Manor. And Asia's jersey is on backwards. I am not kidding here. Davis has entered the game. Her jersey's on backwards. So she's got to flip that real quick before they can start playing. I can guarantee you that will be the laughing moment for at least the next couple weeks, as she's shaking her head with a smile in front of her own lane. On the left wing side, Jamela Smith for the Rattlers. Lobs it to the short corner with inside. Layup is no good. Taps around. Perez whacks it, and it goes right into the hands of Scognamiglio. That was McCray who missed the layup. Back comes Perez across the timeline. Screen from Worley to the left-hand side. To the right wing, Aaliyah Worley trying to work on McCray. Flips it to Wingate. Davion around a screen. Back to Perez on the right wing with 15 to shoot for Stony Brook. Gio off a screen from Worley. Perez to the left wing. Scognamiglio will let go a three. That rainbow's on in. Krista Scognamiglio now the second scorer in double figures for either team. It's now a 32-point Stony Brook lead. Top of the key with McCray. Alicia drives down the left side of the lane, tries to flip it out. The pass is deflected and taken by Wingate. Davion going left to right, fires it. Perez, the layup is good. 74-40. Stony Brook has the lead, a 10-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes for the Seawolves as they are putting the anchor down here on this Tuesday night. Nguyen off a screen to the right. Kicks it out to the top of the key with Morrison. Shakaria trying to find someone to pass to with 10 to shoot. Drives down the right side of the lane. Kicks to the corner with Sweeting. Cedrica lets go the three. No good, but a foul is going to be called inside. They are going to get Asia Baker for clearing out space of Alicia McCray. Substitutions will come on. Jarrell Matthews will give her classmate Davion Wingate a rest for what is presumably the rest of the night. As Davion will most likely finish the night here with 25 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Kennedy Burks is now in for Florida A&M. Alicia McCray will take a seat. Annie Scaro is now going to check in. And they will send out Aaliyah Worley. So resetting the lineups for both teams. For the Seawolves, it is Perez, Matthews, Scognamillo, Baker, and Scaro. For the Rattlers, it is Nguyen, Yurtikal, Burks, Smith, and Morrison. On the left side, this is Burks. Spins it back out to Yurtikal. And Florida A&M will try to get some points here. On the right wing side, to the top of the key with Burks. To the left wing with Yurtikal. 17 to shoot. Coming to the top was Nguyen. She drives to the right elbow. Ball fakes. Looks inside. Kicks it out. One more into the corner. Yurtikal lets go a long shot. No good. Rebound inside for Asia Baker. And she was fouled. The bench likes that as the foul is going to be called inside on Burks. And that is her first. And now a stoppage as the clock reads 50-40 on the scoreboard. I don't think Florida or Indiana are too happy about that one. They don't want 50 minutes left in this one. They want to get on the floor here as that game is scheduled for a 7:45 tip. It'll probably tip around 8 o'clock. For those of you watching on FLSunshineClassic.com, your Gators and Hoosiers will probably be around 8 o'clock here local time. 5:01 still on the clock. The clock still hasn't started, and now we're going to have some clock trouble. And the referees have to head on over and dispute this one. Just a game reset for those of you just joining us. 5:01 to go, as you can see, in the fourth quarter. Stony Brook 74, Florida A&M 40, and the turning point was in that second quarter. Florida A&M was held scoreless over the final 9 minutes and 4 seconds, and Stony Brook took advantage. They outscored the Rattlers 21-3 in that stretch. They outscored them as a total 21-6 in the second quarter to take in a 42-24 halftime lead. Stony Brook then outscored the Rattlers by 8 in the third quarter and are currently outscoring them by 8 here in the fourth quarter. As we try to fix the clock here for the Seawolves, they have been led by Davion Wingate, 25 points for the sophomore out of Atlanta. That is a new career high. Her free throw streak continues as well. She was 10 for 10 from the charity stripe today. That is now 28 in a row to start the season for Davion Wingate. She finished the day, well, presumably finished the day, 6 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from long range. Krista Scognamillo is the only other Seawolf in double figures. She's got 12 on 4 of 7 from the field, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. The referees have decided we are going to go to the fourth quarter media timeout, and we will break as well. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Stony Brook looking to make it back-to-back wins and back to 500 for the first time this season. They're 454 away. Seawolves 74, Florida A&M 40. You're listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Athletics, WUSB, and watching live on FLSunshineClassic.com.
Science and formerly of the New York Jets, and you're listening to Division I Seawolves Sports on WUSB 90.1 FM.
All right, Cam, as we wind down towards the end of this contest between the Seawolves and the Rattlers, 34-point lead for the Stony Brook women. A nice showing there at the Florida Sunshine Classic. It's a final in Miami at the Miami Holiday Classic. And number 11th ranked Miami, the Hurricanes have defeated the Black Bears of Maine 76-51. Miami goes to 11-1. The Bears go to 7-6. Let's take a look now at the NHL action just getting underway. Islanders and Bruins. There is no score in Boston. 18-15 remaining in the first period. Devils and Predators, no score. 18-30 remaining in the first period at the Prudential Center. And the Rangers and Penguins are just getting underway. And they've just gone about a minute and a half also into the first period. No score there as well. A couple of other finals that came in just recently in high school basketball. Half Hollow Hills East defeated Riverhead. Boys action 79-65. And it was Syosset over Hempstead in girls action by a score of 53-10. Program reminder, immediately following our broadcast tonight, it's Finn's Revolution here on WUSB. Let's send it back now to the Warden Arena. It's Cam Boone.
Thank you, Dave. Back here at the Warden Arena in Winter Park, Florida. Just for those of you, another programming reminder, tomorrow for those of you on WUSB, join us again from the Warden Arena in Winter Park as we get set for the Seawolves and the Hoosiers, the Indiana Hoosiers, for a 7:45 tip. That means pregame right here on WUSB will begin at 7:30. Again, stay tuned to our Twitter account at WUSB Sports for any programming updates that you may have. For those of you on FLSunshineClassic.com, you got one more game tonight, and it's the big one. Florida takes on Indiana. Again, that one will be a half hour after this one. Gio Perez will get things going again for the Seawolves here as we begin the final 450 of this contest as Jarrell Matthews dribbles to the left-hand side, hands off to Perez. Gio goes to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, kicks out right wing Sky D'Amelio to Matthews, to the left wing Scaro. And he drives in, fires it inside to Baker. Asia, one hand up high off the glass, and it rattles on in. The loudest cheer of the night goes for Asia Baker as she knocks home her second bucket of the season, the first coming against Central Connecticut, back on the 11th. On the right wing with Smith. Jamela to the left wing. This is Burks. Kennedy to the top with Smith again. To the right wing side with Yurtikal. And E trying to get offense with 10 to shoot. Yurtikal behind the back. Kicks out to the top of the key. Burks. Left wing side Smith. Jamela driving in on Matthews. Goes up and gets blocked out of bounds by Jarrell Matthews. First of the season for her. I believe that's the first of her career. As Lauren Williams will check in, as will freshman Oksana Gucci-Provon-Shea for the first time this season. She was a healthy scratch for the first four games of the year. She has not played in the last five games of the season. And the Canadian freshman will check in for the first time this year. Across the lane goes Morrison, but a foul is going to be called. They're going to get Matthews for a hack underneath because Baker had it up top. And that will send Morrison to the free throw line again for two free throws. Shakaria Benzernese goes up and misses again. 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Is Shakaria not something you would see from her, not something normal at least, as she is shooting 80% from the free throw line this season. She's not happy with herself as she just pounded the ball into the floor. The second free throw's on the way. That's also a miss. And the rebound is fought for. Gio Perez goes to the deck and earns the held ball, but it will stay with Florida A&M. 4:01 to go in the fourth. Davion Wingate, 25 points. Krista Sky-D'Amelio, 12. And that's just 37 of the 76 the Seawolves have put up here tonight. Wingate's 25 is the highest total for any Seawolf this season. Over to the right wing side with King. Dawn driving baseline, pulls up with the jump shot off back iron, no good, and Oxy hauls in the rebound. Gucci-Provon-Shea makes her collegiate debut and makes her debut on the stat sheet with that rebound. Perez on the near side, lobs it to the free throw line. Provon-Shea, jump shot, missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. There was no doubt as soon as she caught that basketball that shot was going up, and it missed everything out of bounds. Substitution now for the Rattlers as it is number 30, not listed on my roster here. No, there it is. Deanne Whitlow, has checked in for the Rattlers as it goes to the top of the key with Whitlow to the right wing side, King. Dawn, bounce pass to the block. Inside pivot for Sims, no good. Rebound tapped in the air and grabbed there by Burke. And now it's taken away. Gio Perez left to right. Perez down the lane. Goes up off the glass. No good. But a foul is going to be called on Yurtikal. And Gio will go to the charity stripe. Stony Brook breaking a lot of margins here. And by margins, I mean the last time a team did blank. As Perez bends her knees, the first free throw is on the way. And off the mark, off back iron, no good. The freshman from Camuy, Puerto Rico, has had 14 points in her last four games as she knocks down the second one. She's now up to 5 tonight and has become more offensively active here with this Seawolves club in this second half of the 10-game slate so far. To the right wing, King lets go a three and gets it to go. Dawn King knocks down the triple. The SWAC All-Rookie member from 2 years ago was able to register her first points on the stat sheet. as it's kicked to the top with Perez. Gio holding on to it there, lobs it to the free throw line. Gucci Provence drives in and is fouled. And Oxy will get a chance to get her first points from the free throw line. Yeah, she's been waiting for this for a while. She represented Canada in the FIBA 3v3 national championships and also played with Canada in the U17 national championships. So she's been around but hasn't registered on a college stat sheet until today. She misses the first of two free throws. As she steps up to the free throw line, the second one is on the way, and it's good. She gets a nice hand from the Stony Brook faithful on and behind the bench as she is on the score sheet for the first time in her collegiate career. Smith to the baseline, guarded there by Matthews. Kicks to the right wing with Burks. Kennedy had it stripped away. Provence is able to grab it. Out to Perez. And Gio will dribble it across half court with 2.5 to go. Fires the pass inside for Baker. Asia pressured inside, kicks it out, and she got happy feet and is called for the travel. Sixth turnover for Stony Brook as they have just lit up the stat sheet tonight. 25 of 49 from the field, 51%. 11 of 22 from long range, 50%. And they've also made their free throws, 17 of 21 from the charity stripe. Year to call to the left wing. This is Burks letting go a three. That's off back iron, no good. Rebound fought for inside. It is grabbed there by Whitlow. She misses. King's able to get the rebound and bank it home. Perez into Gucci Provence. Back to Perez. And Gio will bring it across the timeline with 1:53 to go. They're looking for Jarrell Matthews to get a bucket, and everybody on the roster will have scored tonight. On the active roster, I should clarify, on the right wing with Perez. Gio skips it over to Matthews on the left wing. She's trying for it. Off back iron, and it's going to bounce off after a couple drops on the left side of the rim. It didn't go, and back come the Rattlers to the left corner. That's King for three. It's short. Rebound inside is going to be grabbed by Burks, and Kennedy is going to fall out of bounds with it, and Stony Brook will regain possession. A couple more substitutions now on for Florida A&M. It is number 12, London Holland, and number 5, Calibria Haskins. Minute and a half to go in this one. Stony Brook will improve to 5-5 on the season, their first time at the 500 mark in 16-17. As Matthews has it over to the left wing, Lauren Williams. Trying to get it back. Rell backcutted to the free throw line and now has to try to get open as Lauren Williams being double-teamed. Lowe still trying to get around it and does. Williams back to Perez on the right wing and Lauren was fouled. They're going to call a hack on the arm on number 5. That is Calibria Haskins. And it will send Lowe to the free throw line for two shots. For Florida A&M, this is the first of five in a row away from home. As Williams' first free throw is on the way and short. They take on Florida tomorrow at this same time, 5:30. And then they are at Alabama at Stillman. And they open MEAC play at Howard after the turn of the new year on January 4th. The second free throw is good for Williams. And it's now 79-45 Stony Brook with 108 to go. On the right wing with Dawn King. Dawn crosses over, gets into the lane, throws it up at the left hand, no good, and Lowe's going to get called for a foul. And that is the second on Williams. And it will send King to the free throw line. The two-time first-team All-District from Waxahachie High School in Texas. The first free throw is in and out. And was also a SWAC All rookie in her freshman year. Tonight, 8 points. That is tied for the team lead with Cedrica Sweeting. Second free throw is on the way and good for King. She now has the team lead all by herself. 9 points in the Rattlers' effort tonight. Matthews across the timeline trying to get around King. Jarrell now dribbling into the corner. Throws it back out to Perez near the coach's ass mark. Perez tries to fire it inside for Gucci Provence. And it was over her outstretched arms out of bounds. And at 6'4", you don't expect that to happen too much, but it just did. And now Coach Ricard and Coach McCombs kind of look at her and give the little hurry-up sign, but that's not what it actually means. It means run your offense, get going, and just kind of run the clock down. Burks has it on the right side, dribbles down into the lane, and is fouled. This one's going to be called on Jarrell Matthews. That is her second foul. And it will send Kennedy Burks to the free throw line, shooting 63.5% on the year. And the first one is on the way and good for the Lake Ridge High School graduate. One of three players from the Lone Star State of Texas. Second free throw is good. 79-48 Stony Brook. Here as we run out the clock with 40 seconds left. Williams across and goes into the lane. And that might be the hardest hit we've seen all season, as Lauren Williams just clocked Burks in the lane, and Kennedy needs a couple minutes to gather herself. Lauren Williams at 5'8", a very strong girl, and just like a bowling ball, ran over Kennedy Burks. And she kind of rolled her neck a little bit and was got a little shaken up with that one. Back come the Rattlers the other way with King. Gets a screen there, dribbles to the right elbow, kicks out. This is Holland who steps back. Now over to King on the right wing. Dawn lets go a three. It's short. Rebound inside. Pinballs around. And it is going to be a foul underneath. It is going to be called on Perez, it looks like. That is the first. And it will send Calibria Haskins to the line for two free throws. The first one is on the way, and it's good for the junior from Pensacola, Florida. The referee kind of looks at Burks as she's still shaken up from the charge. And the second one now from Haskins is on the way. Off the mark to the right, no good. Baker will haul in the rebound. There's a trap underneath. Loose ball. Burks has it. She kind of flips it back out to King at the top of the key. Dawn lets go of the three. That's short. Rebound inside again for Baker. And now the referee has to come in and make sure everything stays academic, as Asia climbing the ladder for not one but two rebounds inside. And now her reward is to walk to the free throw line for her first free throw attempts of the season. The transfer from Florida State College out of Jacksonville, Asia Baker, came in just before the school year started, averaged four rebounds and a block a game for Florida State College. The sophomore from Lakewood lets go the first free throw. It's off the mark to the left. No good. Baker holding the ball in her right arm. Now walks up to the free throw line, spinning it to herself. Couple dribbles. Couple more. Puts it in the air and hit. 9.7 to go as we run the clock out. Haskins across the timeline. Kicks to the right corner. It is off the hands of Holland and out of bounds. And that basically describes what the night's been for Florida A&M. Perez has to get it in. Gucci Promanche has to get it in. Does to Gio with two, with one, and Stony Brook back to the 500 mark for the first time this season. They take down Florida A&M in convincing fashion here tonight by a final of 80-49 here at the Warden Arena in day one of the Florida Sunshine Classic. Davion Wingate, our player of the game, 26 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. As we'll hear from her shortly, I am sure, as we will hear from Coach Caroline McCombs shortly as well. As Coach talked about rebounding and talked about an effort, the rebounding effort really wasn't there that much. They were minus two in that department, but you're not going to blemish that for everything else that this team did today, as she put up 26 points in this one. A new career high for her and a new season high for any Seawolf player this year. As we now hear from head coach Caroline McCombs. And Coach, you talked about really putting energy into this one. You guys had 2 days off, 2 days to prep, and you came out and you put up an 80 spot on Florida A&M. Just how proud are you of your team's performance really on both ends of the floor here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a few good days of practice. It was great to get out to Florida a day early, you know, and get used to being here. And, you know, we just really made some shots and, the first half, and that we got to the free throw line, you know, attacking. That's why it kind of looked like we only made four twos, but really it was because we were attacking, and Davion did a great job going 8 for 8 from the foul line in the first half.
And you guys were plus 11 in the turnover margin. You only had 9 of those. You preached about valuing each possession. I mean, this had to be what you meant, only having 9 turnovers and really creating the offensive possessions at the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a great job taking care of the ball. Just really proud of our team effort. We shared the ball so well, assist-wise. I'm not sure what we had, but I know, you know, at the halftime, we were really excited about how well we had shared the ball. And so, you know, just, again, continuing to build our offense, work together, and, you know, knocking down those open shots.
And I'll tell you, you guys had 21 assists on 25 made field goals. So, I mean, it doesn't really get a whole lot better than that. But really, offensively, you guys did a great job. But defensively, was that kind of the preach at halftime to keep your foot on the defensive pedal because, you know, we could cool down at some point?
Absolutely. That was exactly almost to a T what we said. So, yeah, we really needed to lock down, continue defensively. We wanted to defend without fouling and then not give up second chance opportunities. So, you know, really just try to continue to focus on that for the entire game.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That is Coach Caroline McCombs after her team improves to 5-5 on the season. And we get another chat with Davion Wingate here. She came over after the win against Molloy. You come over here after the win against Florida A&M. 26 points for you today. How are you able to really just get going offensively and then sustain that throughout the entire game?
Well, I think I'll credit the warm weather, keeping my legs warm all game. You know, we came on vacation, just wanted to have a good time and have fun and play with each other.
And is that really a big thing here? Because you did come down to Orlando. It is a fun place to be just generally. But is that really a big thing for you guys just coming out, you know, being able to have fun on the basketball floor? And it really shows when you guys do really have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we really like to have fun with each other. You know, it creates a better atmosphere, keeps us all happy and engaged and winning.
And then you guys, I was talking to Coach, or you heard me talk about Coach, about defensively, you guys were really able to put the anchor down. You forced 20 turnovers. You only got 9. Was that really a pride of emphasis for you guys, especially at the guard position, to be able to take care of the basketball and really make each possession count?
Yeah, well, one of our keys to win was taking care of the ball and guarding the ball. So we really emphasized our defensive game and making sure that we played great defensive stops that we need to stop.
All right. Congrats on the win, Davion. Thank you. That was Davion Wingate, the sophomore from Atlanta, is your player of the game. She had 26 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. And just a couple notes for the Seawolves. We marked them down at halftime just out of curiosity if they would make it. It's the first win by 30-plus since November 20th, 2015, when they beat St. Peter's 69-35. It's the first time since the America East semifinals that they had less than 10 turnovers in a game. They had 9, and Davion Wingate has the highest scoring total for any Seawolf this season. She finished the day with 26 points and is, of course, our player of the game here tonight. Just a couple final numbers for you here. Stony Brook wins the game 80-49. Davion, as we said, led the way with 26 points. Krista Scogg-Emilio hit 4 threes. She had 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Corey Bain Walker facilitated again, as always, 5 points and 5 assists. Biz Manor at 7 points, 5 rebounds. Lauren Williams added 6. Aaliyah Worley had 8 to go along with 3 rebounds. Gio Perez had 5 to go along with 2 rebounds and a new career high in 4 assists for Gio Perez here tonight. And for Stony Brook, offensively broke a lot of numbers for them, mainly just being able to shoot the basketball. They made 11 threes in this one to 23 attempts. They shot an even 50% from the field, 25 of 50, and 76% from the free throw line, 19 of 25. Florida A&M finished the day 18 of 49 from the field for 37%, 5 of 16 from deep. That is a 31% clip. And free throws, the Rattlers were 8 of 16 for an even 50%. The turnover battle won by the Seawolves. They were plus 11, 9 for Stony Brook, 20 for Florida A&M. The 20 Florida A&M turnovers turned into 23 points off turnovers for the Seawolves, a great number for them. Florida A&M won the rebounding battle, plus 2, 31 to 29. And just a big number, Coach talked about it in the post-game interview, 21 assists for Stony Brook on 25 made field goals. So for the Seawolves, they're now 5-5 on the year. The first time they hit the 500 mark with the victory. They are back here at the Warden Arena tomorrow night. We will be as well. when the Seawolves take on Indiana. A 7:30 scheduled pregame, 7:45 scheduled tip-off. But again, be sure to stay tuned to our Twitter account at WUSB Sports. You can find all of the programming updates in that or on that forum as they try to round out this Orlando trip with what would be a very nice win over a Big Ten team. For Florida A&M, they are now 1-9 on the year. They have lost four games in a row. They're going to try to right the ship, but they got a tough schedule coming up against two SEC opponents. They play the Gators of Florida here tomorrow night at 5:30, and then they're at Alabama after the Christmas break. So for everybody here, for those of you watching on FLSunshineClassic.com and for Dave Mollo in the WSB studios, I am Cameron Boone. Your final, Stony Brook 80, Florida A&M 49. We thank you for listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Athletics, WUSB, and watching live on FLSunshineClassic.com.
Thank you so much, Cameron Boone. Final score, Stony Brook Seawolves top the Florida A&M Rattlers 80-49 at the Florida Sunshine Classic hosted by Rollins College. And the Seawolves will be back in action tomorrow, as Cam just mentioned, when they face Indiana. Game time, 7:30 p.m. right here at 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Finn's Revolution. I'm Dave Mollo. Happy holidays, everyone. It's 7:33 p.m., 29 degrees on the North Shore of Long Island. You're listening to 90.1 FM WUSB Stony Brook.
Oh, my friends, this is Finn, Finn's Revolution with you at our very last show in the old WUSB studios. And when I say old, they've been here for a very, very long time, 77 to be precise, 1977, not the year 77. And you know what? We're going to miss them, but this is going to be the last big blast from the studios. Stay tuned. Yeah, so as I'm saying, this is my last show in the old studios. By this time next week, we will be in the new studios, the beautiful new studios at WUSB, which I have yet to figure out how to work. But we'll figure it out, I guess. But meanwhile, speaking of a technology guy, it's Mike Watt's birthday. Our good friend Mike Watt. So let's hear a little classic from Mike right here on WUSB Stony Brook in the Union Building, which we won't be for long.
And I can't quench my desire. Don't you know that I'm burning up for your love? You ain't convinced that that is enough. Put myself in disposition, and I deserve the imposition. But you already know I'm alive, and there's something in my heart that won't die. I'm burning. That is enough to justify my wanting you. Tell me what you want me to do. I'm not blind, and I know.
I wish you can.
Okay, yeah, so right there, that was Kirsty MacColl, who someone just reminded me passed away 16 years ago this year. Kirsty, of course, most famous for singing with the Pogues on Fairy Tale of New York, among many other songs and tons of her own songs, and that's back when she was on Stiff Records back in the early 80s. And that song was written by Billy Bragg, and it's Billy Bragg's birthday today. So now we're going to hear a song not written by Billy Bragg, being done by Billy Bragg. It's a little thing by the most recent poet laureate in literature.
Lay down your weary, you lay down. Lay down the song you strum and rest yourself. myself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to hum. Struck by the sounds before the sun, I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of the dawn. Lay down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you strung and rest yourself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to. Ocean wild like an accordion played, the seaweed's woven strands, the crashing waves like the cymbals crashed against the rocks and the sands. Lay down your weary tune, lay down, lay down the song you strung and rest yourself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to hum. I stood unwound beneath the sky, the clouds unbound by lords, the crying rain like a trumpet sang. As for your word, close me down your weary to lay down. Lay down the song you strung and rest yourself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to hum. Last of leaves fell from the trees, clung to new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo played. The winds that listen the best, lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strung and rest yourself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to hum. I gaze down in the river's mirror, watched its winding strung. The water smooth ran like a hymn, and like a harp did come. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you've strung and rest yourself neath the strength of streams. No voice can hope to hum.
I dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
Hi, this is Billy Bragg talking to you from London, England. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1, out on the island.
The FBI harassed you, Phil. They smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised.
we only used to give it.